Cat felt deeply for the solitude her grandmother suffered from, even though Apollyme commanded an entire army of daemons and Charontes. They still weren't her family, and they didn't make her happy.
"How are things with Stryker?" Cat asked.
Stryker was Apollo's son, and he led the daemon army Apollyme controlled. When Apollo had cursed the Apollyte race to die on their 27th birthday, he'd unknowingly cursed his own son and grandchildren to die as well. Since that day, Stryker had hated his father and had plotted his destruction. The only reason Stryker was still alive was because Apollyme had seized the opportunity to make Stryker her adopted son so that she could use him against Apollo and Artemis. For centuries, the two of them had been united in their hatred against the Greek gods. Then, 3 years ago, after a rough confrontation between the two of them, Stryker had begun turning against Apollyme. It appeared to be an unending battle of one-upmanship. Cat's grandmother laughed angrily. "We are at war, Agria. So he sits in the next building, plotting my death as if I'm too stupid to know it. What he forgets is that far better men than he have tried to kill me, and while I may be in prison, they are dead, which will be his fate once he grows enough nerve to openly attack me. But that's not why you're here, is it?" She took Cat's hands in hers. "What has you troubled, Agria?" There was no need to sugarcoat her inquiries, and Cat was nothing if not blunt. "Have you ever heard of a Galu demon?" The two Charontes hissed vehemently the instant the word Galu left her lips. Cat's eyes widened at their unexpected response. She'd never seen them do that before, or even anything similar to it. "Relax," Apollyme said soothingly to her bodyguards. "There are no Galu here." The male demon spat on the ground. "Death to the Sumerians and all their progeny." Apollyme let out a deep breath before she released Cat's arms and walked her away from the Charontes. "The Galu were created by Enlil, the leader of the Sumerian gods, to fight and kill the Charonte demons, back in the day when the Charontes roamed the earth freely." That explained the unexpected hostility. "Needless to say, the Charontes can't stand even the mention of those disgusting creatures. Now, why do you ask of them?"
"Do you know what has become of them?"
Apollyme nodded. "After I destroyed Atlantis, and the Galu no longer had the Charonte to fight, they turned on the humans and on their creators. Eventually, three of the Sumerian gods united and locked them away, such as was done to me."
"And the Demi? What are they?"
Apollyme gave her a suspicious frown. "Why do you ask of the Demi?"
"I was told they're about to go free and destroy everything."
A peaceful, dreamy look appeared on Apollyme's face, as if she was relishing the mere thought of the bloodbath to come. A slow smile curved her lips. "That would be a beautiful sight, truly."
"Grandma!"
"What?" she asked, as if offended by Cat's tone.
"I'm a goddess of destruction.
Tell me honestly that you find nothing exciting about the idea of a billion people screaming out for mercy when there's no one left who cares what befalls them. Of the entire earth being rained on by all manner of demons bent on ultimate torture and sacrifice, them ripping and shredding human flesh as they claw in a drunken frenzy fueled by their hatred of everything, drinking blood in an orgy of terror. Ah, the beauty of annihilation. There's nothing like it."